The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, it's interesting to look at the approach one has for meditation practice or for practice, spiritual practice. And there are a variety of different approaches a person could have. And one of the ones that has been very meaningful for me is that meditation practice is not about attaining anything. It's not about making something happen or going somewhere, producing some states. And it's certainly not about fending off something to get rid of something, let go of something, protect me from something, from the world. But rather that meditation is a form of self-expression. It's a form of expression. Something's, we're allowing space for something to be expressed through us. And maybe not so different than the way an artist would express herself through canvas or through music or something. That, you know, you don't play a musical instrument in order to get through the music as fast as you can. This is something I'm trying to get across to my 7-year-old son when he's doing piano, and he chose this little minuet, a little piece by Bach that he wanted to play at his second grade talent show. And his way of doing it was to get through it as quickly as he could. So I said to him, I asked him, you know, how do you eat ice cream? When you eat the ice cream, do you lick the ice cream and then do you kind of savor the flavor and kind of take it in before you, or you just kind of lick? And he got it. He said, oh yeah, you lick it and then you swallow it slowly and enjoy it and then you do the next one. So I said, okay, and that's how you should play your notes. And then he got it, how to slow down. So he slowed down. So then there was a little detour from the idea that, you know, you don't play music in order to just get through the music as quickly as you can. It's a form of expression that you're coming through you, that you're moving through you. So to sit quietly, upright, meditation, and then to have enough trust or confidence that it's okay just to be here. That you don't have to prove yourself, you don't have to defend yourself for anything, you don't have to accomplish something. And then to relax enough, and then to notice what is it that wants to come through, to come through you, what arises with you, in you. And not just anything that comes through you, because if it's anything at all that wants to be expressed, we're in trouble. There's a lot of greed, hate, and delusion that wants to be expressed in people, for sure. There's a lot of delusion that wants to be expressed, come through. So there has to be some way of differentiating between that which is not helpful and that it is. And I think that what's most helpful from a deeper, it's a deep form of self-expression that kind of comes up, wells up from within, comes from a very different place within us than greed, hate, and delusion. They're very different place of so what I talked about earlier about when the mind is caught in lots of preoccupation, there are things that come out of that, and so it could be tremendous frustration, and then out of that frustration might, you know, what most wants to give it be expressed is anger, or it could be screaming. I just want to scream. And Gil says, you're supposed to trust my self-expression, you know. So IMC becomes a screaming house. No, that's not it, you know. But to sit quietly and be able to tap into some deeper wellsprings of wholeness, of integrity, of deeper kind of wellsprings of nourishing stillness or something, and out of that stillness to see what wants to come, what bubbles up, what wants to be expressed through us, and. One of the images of this that can be borrowed from the ancient Buddhist tradition is the Buddha talked about in meditation sometimes having the feeling, the sense, that your body is like a lake. And the lake has no streams running into it, and there's no rain filling the lake. But rather, what fills the lake with water is a deep underwater spring that's bubbling up from deep inside the lake, and that's the current of that underground spring wells up this refreshing water up and out through the whole lake. So in the same way, is there a deep wellsprings in yourself that you can allow to kind of surface, move through you, and nourish you and refresh you in some way? To have meditation be a form of self-expression where you're tapping into what's maybe most deep inside of you to give expression to that becomes an alternative to the idea that there's something to get in meditation, some place to go, something to accomplish, that you're not already good enough, that there's... the idea is that there's maybe at the heart of who you are there's already something complete, full, healthy, and how do we let that tap into that? And so one of the ways I know is to be mindful, and to be mindful enough to be able to differentiate between all the different movements within us, to be able to differentiate between those movements that want to come through us that have greed, hate, and delusion, those that come with compulsion, those that and those movements that come with a sense of freedom and come with a sense of peace or stillness. I think peace or freedom or peace is a really important touchstone, a really important reference point for this, because if there's no peace connected to that inner expression, then it probably doesn't come from the deepest wellsprings within us. If what comes up bubbles up has to be expressed, it's probably not from the deepest places. The deepest places of expression, as I know of, something is arising, in a sense, but it doesn't need to be expressed. It has no needs at all. And it's something very simple. It's a kind of vitality, a sense of presence. It's not something we make a decision about, you know, what career am I going to do in my life. But it's something deeper, something that has more, maybe something much more intimate. And I think that sometimes when people hear the instructions for mindfulness practice, it can seem very technique-focused. You're supposed to do this and this and this, follow your breath, and then if your mind gets... starts thinking a lot, then notice that, and then come back to your breath. And it's a lot of techniques, a lot of things to do. And if you get too busy with all the things to do in meditation, then it's hard to let go. It's hard to relax enough or be still enough to allow something to bubble up within and allow something to be expressed through you that comes from these deeper wellsprings within. What is it that comes through you that expresses your integrity, the intimacy you have with integrity within? And then meditation can become very satisfying because it doesn't require attaining anything. It doesn't have to, you don't have to get anything. You don't have to stop your thinking. You don't have to attain different states of deep concentration or deep insight. All those things are possible, but I think it's really a beautiful thing to feel, sense, experience a kind of wholeness, a kind of sense of completedness. Or here, where nothing's needed. You don't need to attain anything. Just to be alive is enough. And so the last thing I'll say is that the reason I gave little short instructions earlier in the day about stillness is that for me there's a very close connection between stillness, physical stillness, mental stillness, and feeling or connecting or allowing to this healthy kind of sense of life being expressed, we being expressed through ourselves. So you might look into that. You might see when you sit down to meditate, just get settled a little bit. And rather than trying to make something happen, try to make yourself still and see if you can listen or hear or feel or sense. What is it that's coming through? What's being expressed now and here? And maybe that'll nourish you as well. So those are my thoughts.